48 degrees outside here in Champaign-Urbana. I'm Steve Mork, filling in for Kimberly Schofield. Now we go to Aaron Curtis from Midco, an update on how things are opening up this morning. How's it look on this Monday morning, Aaron?
Well, a little higher here to start, Steve, but otherwise continue to be pretty quiet. We've got January beans flirting with that $10 number here again this morning. Corn moving up into this 440 to 450 range, which has served as resistance here throughout the fall. So we'll see how it acts once we get up there. Crop report tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time. Not expecting a lot of change, although looking for carry out on corn to be a little bit tighter as demand continues to be fairly positive for the corn side. No production updates tomorrow. So typically the December crop report is a little bit of a benign report. Maybe see a little bit of adjustment in some world numbers, but not expecting any real changes in production numbers in South America due to the good start they've been on with the moisture they've received here over the last few weeks. So really not expecting much out of the report tomorrow, especially on beans and wheat, but could see corn carry out a little bit tighter tomorrow. We did see March corn trade above the 50-day moving average there late last week. Positive technical signal there. The 200-day crosses right around that 452 mark. So between here and there would be some resistance that we'll have to continue to work through. Otherwise, not a lot of new news here this morning. Export inspections will be out this morning. Really no crop progress updates until the spring here at this point. China did announce they're going to try to have some more proactive stimulus measures in 2025. Maybe a looser monetary policy as well as they continue to try to meet their growth objectives moving forward. They do have an economic work conference that's expected to go on sometime this week, but news out of that may be somewhat limited until we get into this spring timeframe. Outside markets are quiet. Got equities unchanged, a dollar a little bit lower. Crude oil up a dollar or so. The Fed meets next week. As for prices here this morning, we have March corn at 441 and three quarters. That's up 1¾. May corn at 447 and a quarter, up 2 cents. January soybeans, 999 and a half, up 5¾. March at 1004 and a quarter. That's up a nickel. March Chicago wheat, 563 and a half, up 6¼. March Kansas City wheat at 559 and three quarters, up 6. March Minneapolis wheat at 603 and three quarters. That's up 7¼. Livestock markets are mixed here to start a new week. We've got February cattle 186.92, up 75. April's are 188.87, up 57. Jan feeders at 256.92, that's up 110. March at 255.72, up 105. Feb hogs 86.82, that's down 50. April hogs 91.37, down 47. Like I said, a little bit of a positive start here this morning. Weather-wise, still looks pretty decent in South America. Going to be some choppy weather here this week in the Midwest, but looks like temperatures warm up a little bit as we head into the middle part of December. Should hopefully be suitable for continued agronomy work as well. But otherwise, the broad ranges in corn and beans continue to be intact and overall fairly quiet. We'll see what the crop report says tomorrow, Steve.
Thanks, Aaron. And this is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, online at will.illinois.edu. 1A is next.